Hello, good day, and welcome to Ebenezer Podcast. Today, we'll be talking about positive thinking. What is positive thinking? Positive thinking is about being deliberate about your thoughts and things that you ruminate on. Or should I say, things that you dwell on in your mind. Positive thinking is not something that happens ordinarily. It has to be done deliberately. How do you develop the habit for positive thinking? It has to be by daily efforts, based on your attitude, your character, your environment, the things you do, you see, you read and feel, all contributes to what you perceive or how you make decisions or how you become either positive or negative in your thinking. Now, what are the things you need to do to develop a positive thinking habit or attitude? Now, you need to choose your friends. Your friends, your peers, are one of the key people that can influence how you think and what you think. If you surround yourself with negative people, it will be very difficult for you to develop what we call positive thinking habits. When you mingle with positive people, they inspire positive energy, which is transferred from them to you. And the more you interact with them, you relate with them, the more you become like them. One other thing that you need to also do is feeding your mind with positive information. The news is so filled with so many negative reports about wars, terrorism, global warming. A lot of negative issues are going on in the news. But one thing that you must learn to do is to deliberately choose the kind of news or content or material that you put into your mind on a daily basis. One advice I would give is, first of all, when you wake up in the morning, find a good content or material, a book to read. For some of you who are religious, be you a Christian or a Muslim, I would advise that the first thing you do is to read your Bible or read your Quran. Or you can do what we call positive self-affirmation. Once you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, today is going to be a great day for me. By doing this, by cultivating this habit, you are telling your mind and preparing yourself for a positive day. And once you start off on that note, your day is occupied with positive energies. One other thing you also need to do is you can find some audio materials, audio books that you listen to while you drive on in your car, or you have an iPod, or you know, like a mini radio or something that you have in your ears while you're going on in traffic. You can have these things plugged to your ears and feed your mind with positive inspiration and motivation. This way, you're not distracted by what is going on around you or feed off the negative energy that is going on around. One other thing that you also need to do is to find a conducive environment where you can meditate. Meditation is very powerful. For those who are used to doing yoga, they will understand better what I'm talking about. But whether you know about yoga or not, meditation should be part of your daily life. It doesn't have to be 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour. A 5 minutes, 10 minutes of meditation on something positive can inspire and give you enough energy to thrive through the day. You can think of something as simple as your heartbeat. You can just meditate on your heartbeat. You can just meditate on the breath, how you breathe. You can just meditate on something, find something simple, positive, and not so complicated to think about. You know, find something to be thankful for. That's another thing. Have a gratitude attitude. Look for something that is working in your life or something that is good that has happened to you before to think about. One way to help yourself develop this attitude is to go back to your photo album. Look for events that have inspired you, maybe like your wedding pictures, pictures of your children or your uncles or your relatives, people that you've seen for a very long time. You can just pick up this photo album, look through them, and you find out that the more you're looking at these pictures, happiness, smiles will come from the corner of your lips, and you will know when you'll be feeling goosebumps around you. One thing you can also do is encourage yourself by visiting places. You can take yourself to the movies. You can go with friends to a camp out or something. You know, find a way to engage yourself positively. And on weekends, if you have the time, you can also enroll in gym activities. Exercise your body. Lose off all the negative energies, stress that your body has accumulated over the week. Don't let anything or anyone weigh you down. You can also take to this advice. Get a counselor. There are certain times that issues of life is not something that we can handle on our own or by ourselves. So you need an outlet. You need somebody that you can talk to as a counselor or a friend. So getting somebody to talk to can be a lifesaver. It is always said that a problem shared is a problem solved. So don't always be in charge of every issue that you go through in life. By that I mean, don't be the only one that struggle or give yourself headache about issues that you can't resolve all by yourself. Please learn to get help, but especially from the right people. Find a counselor that you can talk to. Don't resort to taking drugs or taking substances just to relieve yourself. I don't subscribe to alcohol. Getting somebody to talk to, like a counselor, a friend, a brother, your parents, your spouse, can be a very good way to go. But alcohol or substance abuse is not the best option. They only leave you with hangovers. And when the hangover is gone, your problem still remains. So, I hope you've learned something today about thinking positively and staying positive. I'm sure you have questions or things that you want to ask me. Feel free to ring me on my mobile on 080-277-01092. And if you're calling from outside Nigeria, you can add the country code, which is +234. Before you call the number, you can also send me an email on ebenezer.akinrinade@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at ebenezerakinrinade, on Twitter at gent2smile, that is gentle smile on Twitter, and on Facebook, you can follow me facebook.com/Ebenezer Akinrinade. I hope to hear from you, and I hope you join me next time. Thank you, and until then, stay positive, think positive, and inspire positive energy. I love you. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.